She'd like to get down there.
Of course, with Chris, but Chris, yeah. I heard, go to Texas when he gets out, I guess.
Yeah. That's what they were talking anyway.
When he said 18 months, I thought that's what I thought.
Ready?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay.
Let's stand to the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We'll get our meeting started. I'll have the clerk call the roll.
Edmonds is absent. Buchanan?
Here.
Wise?
Here.
Ballinger?
Here.
Srulik?
Here. Need a motion to approve the minutes of our last meeting, October the 19th.
Make that motion.
Need a second. Any questions on the minutes? If not, call the roll, please.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Srulik?
Yes. Before we read the bills, we need to have a motion approved for one of the bills that's in the billing this month. You have a motion for that?
Motion to adopt ordinance number 1522, an ordinance authorizing the execution of the RMA minimum maximum contribution agreement in the amount of $223,774.65.
I'll make that motion. Need a second?
Second.
Any discussion on it? Call the roll, please.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Srulik?
Yes. Streets in public improvement.
Just got a couple things.
You want to read the bills?
I'm sorry.
General Administration, $24,235.54. Police, $18,128.24. Fire, $5,536.90. Street, $11,785.77. Parks, $1,143.25. Public Health and Safety, $1,110.03. Police and Fire Commission, $880. Liability Insurance, $224,699.65. Garbage Disposal, $2,917.08. Cemetery, $4,124.19. Water Operations, $35,937.17. Sewer Operations, $2,715.85. Water Deposits, $950. Clinton Sanitary District, $60,475.84. Special Tax Allocation, TIF 1, $866.66. Special Tax Allocation, TIF 3, $866.66. Special Tax Allocation, TIF 4, $866.68. Clinton Area Youth Initiative Program, $58.96. Warner Hospital and Health Services Operating Account, $377,869.88.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Motion to approve the bills.
I'd make that motion.
I'll second it.
Any discussion on the bills? Call the roll.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Srulik?
Yes. Now we'll move down to report from Streets and Public Improvement.
Just got a few things. We've got our part-time guys in now, so we've got two machines running to pick up the leaves. You can get on the website, city website, and check to see what zone we are in for the day. And remind people, please, not to put them in the street. Keep them up on the curbs. Also, that you can still, if you want to, take them out to the city yard waste facility, and the hours have changed out there too. They're open now from 3 to 5 on Tuesdays and Thursday nights. Also, this is also the last month for brush pickup, so the third Monday this month will be the last week for it, pickup for it. We're suspended for December, January, February. And then also, there's just a few little ends, tight ends we have to tie up on the Center Street project, and it'll be done. That's all I've got.
Okay. If you're going to bring them out to the waste yard, make sure you put them in paper bags.
Paper bags, right. Yes, thanks, Roger.
Thank you. Public property.
Okay, I do not have a whole lot. I brought up last month that the well number 10, the shaft had broken. We got back the report on what all was wrong, and it wasn't as bad, but it's still nothing good because it's just still going to be a lot of money. But the original, just getting it out, getting everything checked, getting it all rebuilt, they took it to St. Louis and they've got everything going. The original bill would be around $14,000. By the time they get everything repaired, replaced, they're going to put all new stainless steel down rod in it and put it all back together, new couplings and new joints and everything. Then they will take and blast the screen. It's got a lot of mineral buildup, but that's something that is normal. But it's been in operation since about 2014 and has had nothing going wrong. So knock on wood, it will last a long time by the time they do this and get everything back. But the final bill will be right at $50,000, $49,890. But it'll be just like having everything brand new in it and everything ready to go for quite a while. So it was lucky that they caught it when they did, because it didn't do any other damage to the motor or tear up any of the other pieces that they could have really done some serious damage. We'd had a lot more than that involved. So we were lucky in one way, but it's just like anything else. Everything breaks sooner or later. They got the mains flushed last time. They got that all cleared out, so we're good now until probably spring, unless something else happens. And other than that, just every day working, everything else okay. Going on. So that's all I have.
Okay. Thank you. Health and safety.
I really have nothing. Ben, you have anything?
I would just mention, as we were talking about in the discussion before the meeting, the police department was fortunate to take delivery of a golf cart for the police department. Passing of the golf cart ordinance, thanks to Clinton Area Crime Stoppers and several local businesses that donated money to Crime Stoppers to make that possible for us. It's equipped with lights. I think it'll be a great tool for us, not only for special events, May Day's Apple and Board, even our events on the square, things like that. But we look forward to using it in the warmer weather months to enhance our community policing initiative in neighborhoods and things of that nature, but also as a tool, as more of a tool also to be able to utilize in certain neighborhoods, rashes of car burglaries or things like that. So we look forward to that. Obviously later on in the year here, we probably won't have as much use of it as much over the next several months as we will next spring. But we thank Crime Stoppers and those local businesses. I don't want to name them because I don't want to leave someone out. We had posted on our Facebook page here recently. We got a group picture with everybody. So, but very, very thanks for that. And also just with the fall and the falling leaves, the deer movement and things of that nature just talked about our roadways, our car deer accidents, not so much here in the city, but countywide and statewide go up immensely during harvest and things like that. So, other than that, I don't have anything.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I have nothing else.
Thank you, Chief. Thank you, Danny.
Thank you.
Did I hear Tom? Is he on?
Yeah.
You have anything, Tom, for report?
Well, I just say that the sales tax is up again from what it was this time last year. So that's progress. Of course, the income tax and motor fuel tax are down. But that's all I have.
Okay. Thanks, Tom. We're going to move on down to unfinished business. We have one item to vote on is the GSI MAC paint project.
Yeah, motion to approve the GIS mapping project with Symbiont.
I'd make that motion.
Not second it.
Any questions, discussion on it? If not, call the roll, please.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Srulik?
Yes. With that, we'll move on down to new business. We've got a few items placed on file. Annual levy is one item. The next item is a petition to disconnect some parcels of ground. And the next one is the preparation of the GASB 7475 actual valuations for fiscal year ending 4/13/21 for 4/4/30. Fiscal year ending 4/30/22 for $900. Fiscal year ending 4/30/23 for $4,700. And fiscal year ending 4/30/24 $950. And with that, anybody got anything else for the meeting? We're going to have a motion to adjourn.
I'd make that motion.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Srulik?
Yes. Meeting adjourned.
Hey, Cheryl, on that there's a new terms and conditions thing that came in an email to Tim and I today. So when you send it out, make sure you attach it.
Yeah. See you, Danny.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, take care.
They have supper plans.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Talk to you later.